Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
76522.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Thomas Lane.
Okay, give me one moment to locate an account.
Okay.
I'm still searching the system. I appreciate you being patient.
No problem.
What was the name on the account again? I'm sorry.
Thomas Lane.
L-A-N-E?
That's correct.
Can you confirm your address for me?
3135 Osborne Trail, and it's Copper's Cove, Texas, 76522.
Okay, thank you for that information. Right by Great Fort Hood, Texas. I do have your account here for the Seminextrin and also the Testoerectin. I do show that your account was canceled out back on March the 12th. How can I help you?
Okay, yeah. The thing is, it's still, I actually only canceled one, but the thing is, I haven't received that one either, and it still shows I haven't received any refund on that. I know it's not much, but I just want to make sure that since it's still showing that my account was charged, I was thinking maybe I should get a refund for that.
You didn't receive two bottles?
No, ma'am. Actually, the one that's $6.49 is the one I wanted, and then there was another one that somehow I was actually wasn't trying to get that one, so I called to cancel that out. But the thing is, I haven't received anything. That's been since the middle of March. And so we're almost in the middle of April, and I still hadn't received anything. So I was wondering what's going on with that.
Okay. So let me get a understanding. So you were only trying to order just a testosterone supplement, but you end up getting the second one as well for $7.48, and that's the one that you did not receive in the mail?
I did not receive any of it in the mail. That's what I'm saying.
Let me check the tracking on it. And what you were charged was the postage, so that doesn't go to us. It goes to the Postal Service. So give me just a second. Okay, I do appreciate you being patient. I don't see any tracking information on here. So what I am going to do is I'm going to get with the warehouse so that way they can do a reshipment for you. It's not an additional charge for you.
Okay, because, the opposite day, I guess when they canceled it out, I guess they canceled both and they never shipped it, but it was still showing that they charged my account. So what's a normal... push on that when you order something? What's the normal period?
It's about 4 business days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're almost into a whole month right now.
I'm sorry about that, but we'll make sure we get a reshipment out.
Okay. So are they shipping what I asked for, or are they going to ship both of them?
It's going to be both, being that both were paid. And again, that postage of the $7.48 and $6.49, that goes to the Postal Service. Your account was canceled. What you did have was a trial to try them out. But when you called in, they canceled out that trial, so that way you won't be billed anything further.
Okay. All right. So I can expect something within, like, next week sometime?
Yes, sir. So give it until about... let's say about Thursday or Friday of next week. If you don't receive it by then, give us a call back and we'll see if we can further track it for you. But you should have it by then.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much. I thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. And thank you so much for calling customer service.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day. Mm-hmm.